Hi, and thank you for joining me today. This is a PodSave Nigeria podcast. Nigeria is going down the drain, and we believe we can save Nigeria through this platform. I am Emmanuel, and I've been studying Nigerian politics for over 15 years. This week has been dominated by security. It has been one of the most catastrophic for the Nigerian government. It is difficult to cover everything, so I would only pick out some few. I would talk about whether Tinubu is running for president. He has been distributing rice up and down. I would talk about the Minister for Communication and Digital Economy, who many people believe should have resigned over his past comments relating to terrorism. I will talk about the attempts of some UK politicians to outshine Nigerian politicians in terms of corruption. And finally, about Reverend Father Mbaka, who the APC said has been criticizing President Buhari because the government did not give him some contracts. Watch this video to the end because today I will announce the winners of our giveaways. Five people will know that they have won 5,000 naira. Is Tinubu running for president? That is a question many people ask, but at the moment there has been no answer. He has been distributing rice up and down in Kano everywhere. I strongly feel he would like to contest and be the next president of Nigeria. But the forces against him are getting stronger day by day. Nobody can deny the fact that he's a master strategist with a strong or formidable political network. Obviously, that puts him ahead of the other contenders, but it doesn't look like the presidency is ready to trust him with that job. It is challenging to understand Buhari. People talk about Buhari's body language. He plays his card close to his chest. Within the APC, even though Tinubu played a significant role in Buhari's re-election, he continued to lose influence. The dissolution of the APC National Working Committee is another blow. This is a committee that consisted of a majority of Tinubu's allies. Tinubu will always have his way in Lagos, but he needs to show that he is not just a local champion. He will do that by developing allies from other regions, especially Northeast, Northwest, and North Central, if he wants to achieve his political goal, which at the moment is for him to be the next president of Nigeria come 2023. And moving on to the issue of Dr. Isa Patami, the presidency said it stands behind the Minister for Communication and Digital Economy, Dr. Isa Pantami, or what do they call it, after the extremist views he aired in the past came to light. The man shared a particular Islamic organization that believe that Christians should not be allowed to build churches in the cities in the north, despite the fact that many Christians live in the north, millions of Christians. These are very strong allegations that in a sane community should be taken seriously. There are some questions we might also be asking. These views that he had, is this a past view, or does he still harbor those views? Many people believe that thoughts like this don't easily change. What is more interesting is the way the presidency rushed forward to stand behind him. The same presidency did not stand behind Kemi Adeosun, the former Minister for Finance for State, when she had problem with her NYSC certificate. People worry because the department, the Ministry for Communication and Digital Economy, is a sensitive ministry. It appears that the President Buhari did not do due diligence when he was choosing members of his cabinet. Don't get too worried about this development, because majority of our Nigerian politicians are criminals. That is why politics in Nigeria continue to be a very, very dangerous game. If you are just joining me, this is a Pot Save Nigeria podcast. Nigeria is going down the drain, and we believe we can save Nigeria through this platform. Subscribe to this channel. You can contribute to this show by sending a voice message through the link that you will see in the description. You can also watch this as a podcast on Spotify, on Amazon Alexa, on any platform of your choice. Despite all the news this week, it is not all bad. Some UK politicians are now competing with our politicians in terms of corruption. Remember, some years back, David Cameron said Nigerian politicians are fantastically corrupt. Currently, he is facing an allegation of lobbying ministers on behalf of a company in which he has a commercial interest. I'm sure members of the Buhari cabinet will just laugh that off. During Aregbesola's time in Osun State as a governor, almost every contract is from his personal company. Talk about road, giving laptop or iPad to students. All the contracts is either from his company or his son's company. The same regarding Bola Tinubu in Lagos State. The private agency in charge of tax collection belonged to the former governor. My advice for the UK government, if they like, they should listen, is that we Nigerians, we are not proud of the ways in which our leaders govern. So there is nothing for them to copy. Now, moving to the issue of Reverend Father Ejike Mbaka. Reverend Father Ejike Mbaka said God is angry with Buhari and told him to resign. But the presidency said his call for impeachment might be because they did not give him some contracts. That is interesting to me. I want to believe there are two sides to this story. The Reverend Father once said Buhari is God's will for Nigeria. And I'm just wondering, has God changed his mind? Or is it that the prophet received gifts before those prophecies? Is the Reverend a commercial prophet? There are so many questions you might want to ask here, and definitely there won't be an answer for most of them. But the Bible provided an instruction. All this will not be trending on Twitter if the father obeyed that instruction. Reverend Father Ejike Mbaka ignored 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14, where the Bible says, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness?" I will leave you to that at the moment. Thank you for listening. This week has been catastrophic for Nigeria's image. Today, I have talked about the Minister for Communications and Digital Economy, who many people believe should have resigned over his past comments relating to terrorism. Fortunately, he is not leaving, as the presidency has pulled his weight behind him. I have talked about the attempt of some UK politicians to finally outshine Nigerian politicians in terms of corruption. Finally, our people are making an impact one way or the other. I have talked about Reverend Father Ejike Mbaka, who the APC said has criticized President Buhari because the government did not give him some contracts. Finally, I also talk about whether Tinubu is running for presidency. He wants to, but does he still have the influence? Answer that for yourself. What is clear is that it's unlikely the presidency will pull its weight behind him like they have done for the communications minister who was accused of being a terrorist sympathizer or of making some comments that relating to terrorism. Just before I leave you today, last month, some people decided to do some giveaway on this channel. That is for 5 people to win 5,000 Naira. All they ask you to do to qualify is to subscribe to this channel and make comments on the videos, ending your comments with the hashtag GodSaveNigeria. That is very simple and easy to do. Unfortunately, not many people participated, as I did hope. However, I thank those of you that have responded to this call. It is over now, and today I am pleased to announce the winners. Before doing that, I thank the people behind this giveaway. God bless you and the work of your hand, in Jesus' name or in the name of anything you believe. I will call the winners using their YouTube username. If you feel you have won this award, send an email to bumieogunbemi@gmail.com. You will receive your prize, which is 5,000 Naira, within 7 to 10 days of sending the email. Our first winner is Oladipupo Omoleye. His comment is like a review on the video. You can go back to read some of his remarks. One of these days, I will bring him to the show. His analysis shows he's not just passionate about the country. He has the right mindset to save Nigeria from our current predicament. Our second winner is Adedeji Tope. Adedeji Tope is a producer and a popular comedian in Ekiti State. I want to say that I am humbled to see him participating in this promotion. Thank you, Adedeji Tope, popularly known as Funwotan. Right, I'm humbled by your participation. Thank you. Our third winner is Olatunbosun Adewumi. Our fourth winner is Fayomi Oluwaseun. And finally, the fifth winner is Faluni Taiwo. I say a big thank you to all of you who has participated, and congratulations to all our winners. Don't worry if you don't win this time. Continue to subscribe and follow this channel. We still have more programs like this to deliver. The goal of this whole stuff is to directly impact 5 million Nigerians. All your comments are excellent. Once again, if you feel you have won this award, send an email to bumieogunbemi@gmail.com. You will receive your prize, 5,000 Naira, within 7 to 14 days of sending the email. I will encourage you to come forward to receive this award. Thank you for listening. This is a GodSave Nigeria podcast. Nigeria is going down the drain, and I believe we can save Nigeria through this platform. You can contribute to this show by sending a voice message through the link in the description. If you want to listen to more discussion, subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel. You will be notified about future uploads. Thanks, and I'll see you next week.